One of the most common shailas which deal with this topic of the mazik of shcheinim of koil unechnosim b'yaitzim deals with where someone wants to open a shul in the residential neighborhood. I know where I live. There's four shuls in the neighborhood. Three of them are currently involved in negotiations, dispute, whatever you want to call it, with their neighbors as regard to expanding the shul. We're trying to buy a building for a shul. One of them is a yeshiva, but it's a very common shaila that comes up that when someone wants to build a moisid, be it a yeshiva, probably more common is the derech that we have a lot of shuls around, so a person wants to build a shul. And people feel that it's a terrible disturbance. Sometimes it's even the neighbors all around. Not only the direct neighbor has a problem with this. Now, usually, in most cases, where a shul moves into the neighborhood, it's an aliyah for the malkum, it's not a chasaran. Sometimes the neighbor right next door, he has a slight problem. But derech klal, it's even not a, generally even the metziah says that it's not a problem, it's usually just an aliyah. I want to go through a sugya as to what rights someone would have in regard to being ma'akiv, a shul, from coming into his neighborhood. And we'll expand this into the other mitzvahs if someone wants to do in his neighborhood as well. Now, just for the Nemon, we start with the case. That's the Nemon we discussed last week. If there's a mazik of nechnosim v'yotzim, if it's in another chotzer, be'etzim ikar dina, one does not have a right to be ma'akev. So the Nemon that somehow the shul or the noise is coming from someplace where a person would have a right to be ma'akev. And then we'll go into Metzshemosa, what the halacha is, menegeya echelo, if someone wants to come with a claim that the shul that they're planning an opening is going to have a vesika minion and a late night minion, and it's really going to disturb him, and he's a chayla. What would his rights to be? How do we balance out the inyan of a mitzvah which seems to have a heter? Connected a case where it's a chayla, where we see that it's more stringent the halachas of being mazik b'makom where it's a chayla. So let's start with the Gemara. The Mishnah brings down the halacha that chanus shebechatzer yachal limchaz b'yod. If someone wants to open up a store in a residential neighborhood, there one has the ability to be meicha and to prevent them from opening it. However, the Sefer the Mishnah discusses cases where one does not have a right to be meicha, and there the Mishnah reconciles v'loy mikol ha-tenoikas. One does not have the ability to be meicha against someone against the kol of tenoikas. In the Pashas, the Gemara understands the mikol tenoikas is referring to kids coming to a store to buy, and that the Gemara has a kasha. That if one has the ability to stop, it prevents someone from opening up a store because there's an echnosim v'yaitzin, so who adin, one should have the ability to stop a store, just what's we call it, tenoikis, what's the heter if it's children coming and going. So here the Gemara has two terutzim, a bias terutz, as we discussed earlier, that it's dafka, that there's a chilek between the reisha and the seifa is oisechot or chotz acheretz. When it says kol tenoikis, it's me. It's referring to that the situation is that I have a store over here and the people who want to be meicha are mechatz acheres and have no ability to be meicha. And that Rava asked the Pashta Kasha, so why is it mechal tenoikas? If the Indian is mechatz acheres, let the Mishnah be mechalat in the Reish and the Sefer. One's talking about in the same chatz, and one's talking about mechatz acheres. So kump Rava, this is Rava's teretz. Elo am a Rava. Sefer is a son of tenoikas of his Rava. That when it says in the Mishnah of Elo Mikolah Tenoikas, that one does not have the ability to be Moicha, if the, from the Kolah Tenoikas, it's not referring to children coming into a store, but it's referring to Tenoikas Shabbos Shabbam, and Mitakonos Rabbi Shua V'Gamla V'Eloch, was a special Takonah, the Gemara goes through a whole Seydah Dvarim, that it used to be that there was a Chiv on the father to teach his kids, and the people who didn't have Av, they would go up to Yerushalayim, so Rabbi Shua V'Gamla was Mesakin, and every area there should be a special place, and it's a chiyav mutl on the tzibur to make sure, say if one has kids, say it doesn't have kids, it's a chiyav on him to make sure that there's an inyan that there should be lamed the tenoikas in that area. And so Kepshuta, if you read the Gemara Pashat, Rav is saying that it was a chiluk of the takana of Rabbi Shua ben Gamla that one has the ability to open up a yeshiva sort of in any area that he wants to open up. Because he's telling Tzu, the Gemara Kasha, why tenoikas should be taken? He's telling Tzu the din of Rabbi Shua ben Gamla. So, avada doesn't mean just because you're doing Isaac in a mitzvah that you have a right to do, to go ahead and to be mazik someone, just because you have a mitzvah doesn't mean you can go damage someone. But there was a chelik at the takana because the Rishu ben Gamla saw the importance of the Nishtakach Torah in Yisrael. So in order for the Indian of Talmud Torah, for Tenekesh of Yisrabim, who's mesakin, that one has the ability to go ahead and to open up a yeshiva in that area. Now, if it, this is the pshat, that it's the way the Gemara reads Kepshutoi, that it's the Indian of Chelik of Takana, Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamlo, and it comes out that this is limited only to a mitzvah that someone is doing in the Indian of the opening up a yeshiva for Tinaika Shabbos Rabbah. But if someone wants to go ahead and to do another mitzvah, if one wants to open up a shul in the neighborhood, then Avadah would not be nichlal in the Takana, and it would only have a right to open up a yeshiva. And the Maaseh, this is a machlokes Rishonim. Shittas Rashi and Echanami goes with the Shita, and it's a Zadiq in the Book Yosef like this, and the Meiri the Medayik from some of the Rishonim, that the Chisoid and the Shurish of the Takana was the Indian of Rabbi Shul ben Gamlon was Mesakin that we should have yeshivas, Tanaka Shabbat Shabbat. And that, so it's limited dafka to that. And it's before like this in Rashi in two different places. The Beis Yosef is Medayikit. And the Braisa says that one of the ability, the Braisa like this, Misha Yesh Lebayis Bechotza Ashutzen Le Yeskirenu Le Le Reicha Le Le Uman Le Le Gardi Le Le Seifa Yehudi Le Le Seifa Meroi. So the Gemara understands that Le Seifa means to a yeshiva. So the Gemara asks, why does one have the ability to rent it to someone to open up in a yeshiva? Why can he rent it to him if they have a right to open it up? So the Gemara answers the Sefer Mas. So Rashi over there learns, and there's Machlokes Rishonim to how to understand the way Rashi learns. But the way the Beis Yosef understands Rashi is that they had a bunch of Rabbeim who came to this place, and there was someone who was teaching the Rabbeim how to teach. But it wasn't actually that he was going ahead and learning with the Tanaka Shabbos Rabbah. So here you have a right to ma'akev. So Zok Beis Yosef, it's mavur in this Rashi that the one has the ability to be ma'akev not only on even it seems even the mitzvah of Talmud Torah it's going to cause them to learn with the Tanaka Shabbos Rabbah, but one has the ability to go ahead and to be meichel and to go and even if it's an Indian of shtevel Talmud Torah because it's limited dafka. That's in the pasuk of the Gemara. Takanas Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamlo was the only to open up a yeshiva. It's also mavur the bach is medayik in Rashi. Rashi says reifa. One has a right to be ma'akev, a doctor from opening up in his neighborhood. So they will ask, we'll get to that. But Rashi teaches Reifa doesn't mean actually a Reifa. Rashi teaches a Moil, which is Zichah Dvar Mitzvah. So you see, the Rashi Shita is that the Takana is limited to Dafka Tanekiv Shabbat Shabbat, and any other mitzvah that one wants to do, one has the ability to go ahead and to be ma'akev. And that's Pasha, that even if we're going to say that one has the ability to open up a yeshiva and to, he doesn't have to worry about the kol anachnasim, stamazay the kol, doesn't have to worry about it, because that's the takana that there is. Rather, that doesn't mean that you should dafka go ahead and you could do it in a way that dafka be mazik them. Anything that you could do to be nismayat and to the hezek, if let's say you shouldn't make windows that the neighbors should hear, or I saw, let's say someone asked Rabbi Yashiv, he wanted to make a Chevet Tehillim for the little kids. You want to know if that's included in this din or not. So you want to do it on a Shabbos afternoon where where people are sleeping in the neighborhood, who's going to disturb them. Does one have the ability to go ahead and to let that or not? So Rabbi Yashiv said that they can't do it. And he said, you can do it at a different time. You don't have to do it dafke Shabbos afternoon where people are sleeping. And when he said, and in the Lashon of video, he told them, we can do it at 3 o'clock in the morning also. So you see that the this hetter that we have, that for Dvar Mitzvah, even to make a Shabbat Shabbat, we want is, Avada, if you could do it in an oifen, where it's not going to be shtar the neighbors, Avada, you have a chiyuv to do whatever you could to be nismayet from them, from the servant. Now, if the only time to make a Chavrat Tehillim would be Shabbos afternoon, when people are sleeping and neighbors get disturbed, then it could be an echanan v'mutter. But if one has the ability to make it at a time where it's not going to disturb the neighbors, Avada, one has a chiyuv to go ahead and to the nesmayet, the hezek, which it causes the neighbors. But this is the way we have Shittas Rashi, and there's other Rishonim like that as well, that there's din, that one has the ability to open up a yeshiva next to a resident in a residential neighborhood, even though it's going to disturb the neighbors, the chnos and the yitzin, is limited after to Tanaka Shabbat Shabbat. The Maaseh Mechaber, clearly the Paschal is not like that. The Mechaber says, and the Torah says like that as well, says the Meloshon Mechaber says, V'hu adin l'chol milu the mitzvah, she'ini yichaylem limchis b'yodim. This halacha that we said that one has the ability to disturb the neighbors in a oifen where nechnasim v'yetzin or hezek of koil is not limited dafka to a case where it's tenegah shabbos rabban. It's what in to other mitzvahs as well. Of what? Tenegah shabbos rabban. So the Gemara gives age. So now the post can do discuss what will be with younger. We'll get to that. So you make a playgroup and you have little kids that are learning to say Shema. Is that nichlan takan of Rabbi Shulman Yama Pashtas, not, but it is a mitzvah. So we'll have to get to that. Older Pashtas that should. Pashas, if you learn that it's the color of Rabbi Shul ben Gamla, those dafka, younger kids, that it is a tshuva seritvah in the Beis Yosef Paskins like that, that says that avada, if you want to make a limud for older people, and avada, it's nichol as well, because the Indian of Talmud Torah, and we'll see, but anyway, the Mechav Paskins is a chomil de mitzvah. So, halalocha, it's any mitzvah, so who adin lagar if it's older people. But the point to the shita that the Yishnayakim Malkum to say, it's only young kids, whatever is nichlan takana Rabbi Shul ben Gamla. Master Mechava says that it's din. So if you go with this, it depends. If you say kol milu the mitzvah, then it would include a girls' school. There's a truth from Reb Chaim Zonnenfeld. He says now that they saw that there was a tremendous tzarech to open up a girls' school. So rather that's called a milu the mitzvah. If you go with the Mechava, if you hold it takana of Tanaka Shabbos Yeravim. It's hard to say that it's nichlan that takana. But if you hold the whole middle of the mitzvah, he says the reason why they opened up the girls because there's a tremendous tzarech, was a skull. But now I think Kuli Alma, everyone agrees that there's a tremendous need for to have a girls school. So who adin is legor and the mitzvah. So a girls school would one after that. I did see a tshuva from someone in Heidegger. They declare that what would be if in a girls school with a motor sing out loud and the kids sing out loud and at a certain age where you can't listen and then the person next door will have to move out. That could be a separate shaila that would be miyuchad for a girls school. But the Yisai, conceptually, a girls' school that's a Shuvim Reis of Chaim Zonnenfeld, that it has a din of a Mila de Mitzvah, and a Vada, you could open it. It has to be Dafkan Oifen, where maybe it doesn't cause the next neighbor to have to move out because he can't be in his house at all. Kapanim, the state and the Mechab over here, that this din that we said, that someone has a right to disturb sort of his neighbor in an Oifen where he's doing a Mila de Mitzvah, one has no right to tell him that he has no right to open up in his own Rishus this thing. Now, what's the pshat in this halacha? Just because you're doing a mitzvah, you don't see it as a special takana in the Gemara. If I care, the Gemara is mashma, dafkal takana to Rishul ben Gamla, like you said, the Rishonim on Medayik, that was nichol in the takana. What's the inyan of komil de mitzvah? I saw in the Chubas Laharis Nossen from Nossen Istatna, he wants to say that it's a non-sahadi that nichalei the people should do a mitzvah. If you're doing a mila de mitzvah, a person's doing a mitzvah, so it's a non-sahadi. Chazal understood that it's nichalei that he should do it. Again, you have to know, it seems like today that this non-sahadi is nichalei in the fights that you see when someone tries to come to the neighbor. I don't know how poshut that is. But I saw another mahalach that maybe you could say like this. At the inyan of a mila de mitzvah is a person would appreciate, has a yeshiva, let's say, next door to him. If you would understand what a chashivas it is and what's going on over there, and what aliyah is to him, the frat, we're going to say it's dafka and inyanim, which is mutal on the tzibur, then it wouldn't disturb him. The famous ma'aser with the netziv, that the person, his yidua, he had his house, it was in the yeshiva. Yeshiva v'lozhan, that's where he had his house. So they asked him, he doesn't understand, how could you sleep? The yeshiva was yeshiva like v'lozhan 24/7, they were sitting and learning in the Beis Medrash. So how could you rest in the yeshiva? That doesn't disturb you for the noise. So he told him, I'll give you a marshal. He says, if someone if someone has a mill, and the mill is grinding. He says, the Baal Bayis doesn't look at that. He says, he can't sleep. Usually he lives right next door to there, and he hears it. He says, if it's going to stop, that's when he's not going to be able to sleep. But Kol's man, he just looks at it as making money. The noise, if you appreciate the noise and understand that this is making you money, then it won't disturb you at all. And that's the Indian of when the Chazal said that you can do a mila de mitzvah. If you'd appreciate and understand that the shul opens next to you, you hear a kaddish, you say, you can't answer him. It's an appreciation of that. The fact that they're getting, that they have a schus to do the mitzvah. I know the more neighbor, the shul that they want to open, the one that. So they're moving on to a block with some of the people davening and some of the people davening in a different shul. So all the people who are being ma'akev are the people who don't daven in the shul. Because the person who feels the need, it necessitates that there should be a shul, they're not going to be ma'akev because they appreciate it. So ba'etzim, the chiyuv that ba'etzim we have, it's something, b'frat mitzvah, which is mutal on the tzibur, is don't be just when it's your shul that's the one you have to move, and the next person's shul also. Ba'etzim, it's, I understand they're ma'akev in that. Right, it's true, they're being ma'akev, but that's part of having a shul. You can't, if you're going to have a shul, there's going to be noise from kids, there's shavuos night, and there's going to be cars and that. That's something that goes along. You can't be dismayed. Again, anything that they could be dismayed, they should be dismayed. But anything that you can't be dismayed, that's part of having a shul next door. And if you understand and appreciate that this is the only way a shul is going to be able to exist, is if someone's going to let it into their neighborhood, and you'll understand that that's the
That's mutlum. Again, I'm not saying it's fully about kafanim. I want to say at the end of the day it was a shtigal of takanot. Could they do a matzurchet? You see, the Lashon Chasam Seifa says, they did it dafka mitzvahs, which they felt that if they wouldn't do this, if they wouldn't make a takan over here, it would be a shvachkeit in that mitzvah. But that's this halacha that b'makom where there's a dvar mitzvah opening up next door to you, you have one does not have the ability to go ahead and to be ma'akivit based on this inyan that it's a dvar mitzvah. And Shalos, so we mentioned that any mitzvah l'chayr is a loshen of the mechaber. One does not have the ability to ma'akev. So the Chasam Seifa, so this last week in the Pesachei Tshuva briefly, says someone had a taina to him that he wanted to open up, it was rather a tavern, wanted to open up to sell wine. And the neighbors were trying to ma'akev him from opening up. So in the Tshuva, he throws in over there that maybe you can have a taina that parnoso is an isek b'mitzvah. Someone who's working, it's not stamaz, a person's working just to make money. That's a mitzvah, it's an inyan of a mitzvah. It's brought down in the Hebrew Shtalsu, a Ramah, in Hilcha Shabbos. That one's allowed to go into the Sefila, because it's a Dvar mitzvah. You see that Parnos is not, and stamaz, I saw this week, the Murder Chavis Havavas, the Chavis Havavas writes that when someone's being Isaac in Parnos, I read the Lashon of the Leif Toy, which is a page of it. Says the kasha machshavosa v'gufa iskim be'echad me'emtzoya panasa. When someone's his machshava and his guf are being isik in the emtzoya panasa, he be established behasig emtzoya zeh. Was established to be isik in panasa. He kavanas lekayim as mitzvahs bore. When it's a kedaifel, look at schus for a shana. Anyways, being isik in panasa, that's a mitzvah. It's a mili the mitzvah. And it's kedai to mechaven that the reason why you're doing it is not stamaz that you want to make money. You're doing it kedai to be isik in the mitzvahs avoyit. But kaponim, so that was the Chasam Seifa. It's the end of Perek Gimel Shabbat Hof. So Chasam Seifa is mitzadeh, then maybe one would have a taina that I want to be isik in the mitzvah of parnasa. And maybe I should have a right to open up any store in a residential neighborhood. Zokta Chasam Seifa, he's mechalik what type of mitzvah? So the mechaber says, komil the mitzvah, Zokta Chasam Seifa, that has to be a mitzvah which is mutal on the tzibur. And he says, and that's the kasha we asked earlier, what's the Gemara telling to Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla? The Gemara tells to that Tenegah Shabbat Sham is mutter, and that's what the economy. He says, until Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla came, it was a chiyav mutal ala av. The father had a chiyav, he had to teach his kids, it was mutal on him. Yeshua ben Gamla said, no, this is an inyan that every person is achroyah to make sure that the yeshiva exists. So a mitzvah which is mutl on the whole tzibur, that's what type of a mitzvah one has a right to open up and not worry about what it's going to cause, if it's going to cause harm to the neighbors. Mashenkin, if it's a protestic mitzvah, one does not have a right to go ahead. Mimele zoktach sam soifa, that if someone wants to be oisig in parnosa, it's very nice, it's his inyan to be oisig in parnosa, it's his chiyiv to be in fairness his family, but it's not a chiyiv which is mutl on the whole tzibur, not everyone else has to help him out in that, to make his parnosa. So this is not a chiyiv that's mutl on the tzibur, it's a protheistic mitzvah, so even though parnosa is taka a mitzvah, but still one would not have a right to back of someone from being oisig in parnosa, where it's disturbing him in his house, because parnosa is a mitzvah prothe, it's not a mitzvah that's mutl on the tzibur. No, he's not arguing the Mechaber. He's explaining. He says it's kasha from the Gemara. He's explaining that means chomil the mitzvah means a type of a mitzvah which is a tzibudik mitzvah. Now again, the Chasam Seifa seems to use this tzibudik mitzvah very broad. He says a reife is a tzibudik mitzvah. Now, even though he's healing this person, but it's kedai to have. I mean, something we need. It's something that the tzibur needs. A reife is something that they need. A moyel, he says, is a tzibudik mitzvah. I mean, he doesn't. Mamish say that something which is a chiv on the tzibur, but something that the tzibur necessitates, the tzibur should have this, that was also be nichlal and what the Chasam Seifa calls an inyan of a mitzvah that's mut on the tzibur. All those things would have no problem. No one can be moich on anything because that's a milu, it's a milu. The mitzvah, and they have a right to go ahead. Mitzvah gedolim is that's a mitzvah. That's a tzibur the ganyan. Someone wants to open, I think, even a kapara center. And the next door neighbor doesn't exactly appreciate it from the smell, from the noise that the kids make, or from that. The etzim, that's something that the tzibur, you know, is going to be nana from it, open for the tzibur. Then one would have a chayra. I saw an interesting shiloh. What happens if someone is sick and they want to make a minion for him in his house? Does he have a right to? Does the neighbors have a right to be ma'akev or not? So here's an interesting case, because I wanted to open up a shul, that's a chiv tzibur, the tzibur needs this shul, there's a tzarech for it, that'll be chiv tzibur. But what happens when the reason why they're making a minyan is not because the neighborhood needs the shul, there's one person who, if he's not going to make a minion in his house, then he's going to have a problem. Is that called a chiyuv on the tzibur? Now, I saw from the Sefer Minchas Tzvi, he wants to say that if in such a case, the neighbors, even though it's being Isaac and it's a minion of Asara, it's a mitzvah that's being done with the tzibur, but myself, Seif Kol Seif, it's not a chiyuv on the tzibur to shtal to this person to have a minion. Well, it's considered. Beisovel, could be the mitzvah is that everyone should come to him, so that could be that's different. That could be that. Okay, he's supposed to. I don't know. Yeah. It depends how much. It depends how you know your neighbor, how much you want to buy. But. I don't think so, because even though he's employing a lot of people, in stomach he's doing each person is being basic. If you're going to tell me they have some place that gives them, like a good that has a thing that they give people employment, trying to help people get employment, that I would think yes. But if it just happens to be that a lot of people are working there, it's hard to call that that's a tzibudika mitzvah. Sometimes it could be teaching them a trade.
We have English.
They have English. So the place can discuss that the English won't be English. They have recess. They have times where they're not being English. But that's all part of, in order to teach them, we have to do this. That's all nichlal and part of mitzvah. But it could be they taught you like other things. It could be English. We have it all together, but it could be they had it in a separate place. They were teaching them trades. They're teaching them different things. It doesn't, pashas means not shalter. So I saw someone wants to take this even weiter. He wants to say, let's say someone wants to open up a shul. He's like, give us a chassidus. They want to open up a shul over here. So is that mutl in the tzibur or not? So, very nice, these people want it, but is that, bishleima by a yeshiva? Virgad says, l'hagel teir v'ladir, there's a ramah, the mechaber in Yeridea. And v'dir ad zicha mutl, that the more can say from tar b'choch, the more yeshivas you have, the better off you are. But to open up a shul, so these people happen to need it. He's mesupik, yivav sarachi, and what will be in such a case where these people feel that this is what they need. But etzim, you can't say that's mutl, and the whole tzibur, the tzibur is not meshubit to help them. They want. I said, it's a bit chiddush. Pashas, you see that the more shuls that open up, each person finds his niche, finds his place, and that's meraimim, his whole Yiddishkeit. And the more a person fits into a shul, the better off it will be. So, even if it's, they want to open up for them, but I said, that's also a tzibutik inyan that we should be, that they should have about the knesias, about the midrashas for akapanim. Right. So right. If they come to learn, so that's mefurish in the Mechaber and Yerdeya, that even if there's an existing place to learn and you want to open up another place to learn, that's a more partial thing. Right. In the Beis Medrash, where people come to learn, it was to have that hetta as well. About Kaponim, we're coming out of here that there's Machloikas, Mechaber, and Paskins that Chol Mil the Mitzvah, one has the right to go ahead and to be Ma'akev. One has a right to open up to any Indian, any bar mitzvah, and the neighbors have no right to go ahead and be ma'akev. It's Rashi. It's not like that, but Balbacha we paskin like that. Now I saw an interesting shiloh from Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv wants to come with a whole new twist on this whole sugya. He wants to say Shaltzu Gemara and Kedushin. Gemara Kedushin says that there's an Indian. It's not a good simon to sell your first piece of land that you own. And he says, you see today that we're not ma'akev on this. And he says the reason is because it used to be traditionally when someone owned a piece of land, he used to hold on to it. This was his base. He went to Yerusha. This piece of land stayed in the family for generations. He says today we buy a small piece of. We first start buy a starter house, then you sell it off. He says Dr. Yashiv, so there's no Indian of bad cement to sell your first house. So Dr. Yashiv, he wants to say that maybe this halacha would change based on this as well. Because it used to be, what was the hezek that one was caused by next to neighbor being next to him? He had to be seivel, the kol nechnasim, the kol yaitzim, the kol. But it didn't make his property less valuable. He says, today, where the point of having a house is that you might sell it, severe negatively impacted the value. It used to be they didn't sell the house. The house was to live in. So, if you wanted to sell it, you would have had a hard time. But that's not what a house inherently was. A house was a place where you lived and you went to your kids. He says, today a house is a business, it's an investment. So yes, today a chelik of owning a house is that it has value in it. And if a shul or a yeshiva is going to move next door, it's going to make the value go down. So Zok Rabbi Yashiv, that it could be that today this halacha would be different. And one would have a right to makif, because the whole takana was that someone has a right, there's an iske shchein in the kemazik. When it's a hezek moment, it's a real hezek to your money, you don't have this hatter. Now a lot of the Heintig Achronim argue on this. They say, first of all, they shall to a Chuvus HaRosh. The Rosh says in iske shcheinim, even seems the mafurish in the Chuvus HaRosh, that even if it goes down in value, there's an Erech HaShulchan, which is talking about where you rented an apartment to a yeshiva, and the next the neighbor has a problem, and the next person in that same building has a problem, now he can't rent out his house, and he says that it's not a problem, to, even though it went down in value. But Lamai says it's just, see that there is another smach that someone has if he wants to be ma'akev. The thing is that Rabbi Yashiv Lamai, and I saw it in the Piskei Din Yerushalayim, it's a psak from him over there that he taka went with this, that he was ma'akev, a place of opening up, based on the svara. Again, the other poskim today seem to argue on the svara, but there is another smach to say that maybe today this halacha would be nishtana. Now what happens when it's a chayla? Until now we're discussing where it was a regular case, the person lived next door, wasn't quote making him sick. We learned last week, as a Chuvus HaRivash, that even b'makom where there's a hezek of koil, which usually is not considered a mazik, but b'makom where the person next door is a chaylo, then he has a right to go out and to be ma'akev. So here we have a mitzarecha, we have a takana, that we should go ahead and allow a dvar mitzvah to be done in someone's rishos, even if it's going to be mazik the next neighbor. But me'idach kisa, you have a chaylo. And a chaylo we see is a more chamadik halacha. So how do we balance out these two things? This is a tshuva from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. It's a one-line tshuva. It's like Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, this is a shayla, a tshuva. And he writes over there that you can't be ma'akev. Doesn't explain, doesn't it? Can't be ma'akev. Lamaisa, I saw a lot of the Heintiger poskim. I saw from Rav Ozna, I saw from Rav Sulman and Rav Shol and Chas Tzvi, from other poskim. They argue on this. They say, Haris Nosson. They argue, they hold that b'makom where it's a chayla, and it's going to cause the next neighbor to have to move out of his house. There's no heter, even if b'makom where it's a dvar mitzvah, if it's going to be such a point that so much noise where it's going to cause that the next neighbor is going to have to move out of his house. And I saw the Chuvus L'Haris Nosson, Yishal Tzura, or Bzevel Eger. He says over there that he declares that, let's say he was saying it's a chiyuv mutl on the tzibur to open up yeshivas. So let's say they want to make a yeshiva, they're going to switch apartments every week, they're going to do it in someone else's house, and you have to be mishabed your house to let to for this yeshiva. So avadah, from this gemara we see that it can cause you a hezek, it can't cause you to move out of your house. So once the shtal tzu, this halacha, that this whole hetter that we said, that it's a dvar mitzvah, one has a right to go ahead and to bring in nechnosim v'yotzim, and to be mazik me with koil nechnosim v'yotzim, said if it's going to be a point where a koil is going to have to move out of his house, says avadah v'dir, the chazal never went ahead and made a takana. Again, this is a suffix, it's not clear what the halacha would be, but it's also you have to take into account if you want to open up a du'a dvar mitzvah, the makom where it's a chayla, it could be there's a tzad of a deer that you're able to be ma'akev. I should finish off with one last thing. What if he said that even if a person is a chayla, there's a takan over here, that you're able to do a dvar mitzvah, and even if it's going to cause the person to have to move out of his house, still you are able to do the dvar mitzvah, and the chayla cannot be ma'akev. Now, shayla is at what age, today it's very common, people open up play groups. What age is this Indian, let's go with dvar mitzvah, what age does that apply? So if you hold it's a regular dvar mitzvah, if you hold it's kapshuta, it's takhanas rishuv ben gamla, it says age 6, that's the age of the Gemara. But if you hold that it's every dvar mitzvah, so I saw someone say that there's an Indian that teach a kid even younger than that. It's also a dvar mitzvah. Well, so I saw it's safer kolo yol, and they say that since it's a mitzvah, it's fine. But I saw that's the taina. The Chum Sefer says that it's only a mitzvah which is mutal and tzivah. How does he know? Because it says a rishum, the kansi rishum, and the gamla ve'eloch, they were matal to teach it. But that's only from age 6. So l'chayra, if it would be younger than that,
if it would be at a younger age than that, there it wouldn't be a mitzvah which would be mutl on the tzibur. And Meila Lichar, you should be able to, so all these playgroups that open up in houses and that, Lichar, they wouldn't have this hetter of the bar mitzvah. But the Maisa, just want to go through one hetter as to why these playgroups, why they should be able to open up. If you remember, we learned last week in the Pesachei Tshuva, wrote a Meralbach. The case of the Pesachei Tshuva brought to Chassam Sofer was a guy wanted to open up a tavern who wanted to serve wine in his house. So really the shaila was if he could be ma'akev him or not. So he says over there, he brings a Meralbach that says like this, that if it's something which you cannot do in the shuk, you can't open up the ambience, you have to come, you have to sit down, that can only be done in the house. He's up there, so then I can't go ahead and to send it, that he tell him he should go someplace else. So the obvious kasha on that is, so every business today, can't do open in the shuk. So I saw in the Sefer Eimek HaMishpat, he writes like this, that a type of a business which is supposed to be run in a house, and that's the way that the Derech HaOlam is, that it goes in a house, there I have no right to be ma'akev. And he says the Svara is, and even though it's not the pashtus of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah's mechalak, that I have a right to ma'akev nechnos l'chanos, and I don't have a right to ma'akev stam as a koil from Rechayim, from Patash, I have no right to ma'akev. He says the chilik is because chanos, the derech was that it should be done not in a house. You want to go and make a chanos in a house, you're doing a chiddush and it's not the regular use of a house. Mashenke in Rechayim and Patash, he says then the derech was that it should be done in a house, I have no right to ma'akev. The Zok said that anything that I do, which is the derech to be done in a house, and who did he want to say that small playgroups? That's the way, I'm not saying over here necessarily, but it depends on the neighborhood. But the derech, and it's that people want to ask it to be in a house. They want that it should be convenient for them and that. So if it's a type of a business, which this type of business opens in a house, then he would have no right to go ahead and to be ma'akev. Hashem, next week, it will be Tzem Gedalia, it will be the last week of before Sukkot, so we will have a share, have a special guest speaker, Ephraim Birnbaum, will discuss the Indian of, which he mentioned right in the beginning, about how the zoning laws, how they pertain and how it comes into this. And also I want to go through another interesting, someone asked me this morning, about how to do in this Geshchein and what happens when a tree, and this is, get the shiloh very often before Sukkot, someone's tree that's in his property is hanging over his next to the neighbor's property, and obviously now he wants his neighbor to cut it down. Who's mutl and who's chiv it is to pay for that to get cut down?
Yeah.